Morning, ladies. Morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Stu Webb here at StuWebb.com, and it is Wednesday, December the 2nd, 2020. And I have the honor to have Professor Paul on with me and Jeff. And I just want to make a couple comments. You know, this Attorney General called Bill Barr, real name is CIA Robert Johnson. He was CIA counsel to Daddy Bush when he was CIA director. He was underneath the six CIA counsel, they call them, Norman Brownstein, Napoli, and others, who were committing all kinds of fraud by Daddy Bush was CIA director. Bill Barr was in there in it. The bank bailout was as a result of $100 trillion with the artificial mortgages that were created. During the reign of Daddy Bush, Bill Barr, Brownstein, and others created World Financial, Inc., to do the first mortgage fraud to steal people's equities in Arapahoe County, Colorado. And they found out it was successful. And that's what led to this all this bigger stuff over the years, part of it. Bill Barr was involved. He was the one that recommended the invasion of Panama, which was illegal. Noriega, all he said to Bush was, no, you can't have 20% more of my drug money. And Bush says, well, screw you, we won't pay you. He says, well, screw you, I'll nationalize two hotels down here, the one you own and one Leonard Milman owns. And he did. Leonard Milman later, after his death, my witch doctor's father, the family estate sold Donald Trump that Panama hotel. So the Trump.org gave him 100% finance, the whole bit, construction and everything. They were the ones that ripped off Donald Trump in Atlantic City, Trump bankrupt. And then after his death, the family wants to get rid of this hotel. Donald Trump brags on Trump.org is the best deal he ever had. Well, it was. But here's the point. Bill Barr was the one that raided Panama because Noriega wouldn't give up the money. And guess who owns the Panama Canal? A corporation tied Global Crossings after it collapsed and Brownstein on the board of directors. That corporation was one of the trust corporations set up by Hildebeest at the Rolls Law Firm with Patrick Fung, Chinese intelligence ahead, Worthington Bank folks, all the same players that are involved in the current fraud against the president of the United States, Donald Trump, with their voting machines. They're all hooked to this. Brownstein was the one that created Dominion, incorporated it. And we've got all these players in here playing their games. Now, this attorney general comes out yesterday and says that he can't find any voter fraud. But yet Sidney Powell has. Everybody else is turning up with all kinds of videos and all kinds of stuff is going on. There's lawsuits filed with affidavits. But he comes out to run Donald Trump. Where did this bastard come from? We have to remember who was the bitch in the White House giving advice. Kellyanne Conway, Miss CIA attorney herself, worked in the same group with Bill Barr back in the CIA in the 1970s and 80s. And her husband, CIA attorney, was out there saying that Donald Trump shouldn't be president, should be impeached, when they started the impeachment hearings. And here her husband was on TV on CNN saying this. Now, Bill Barr, great pals. She's the one that influenced Trump. Bring in Bill Barr and others who are obstructors of justice. And Bill Barr was the one said, oh, yeah, we should invade Panama. And he was attorney general underneath Daddy Bush. He did a second thing. He came out and said, oh, there isn't any evidence first. And he comes out later and he says, oh, by the way, we're going to investigate the 2016 election of Donald Trump. But that said, folks, all I can say is I see a big party coming because if this Biden gets in, he says by the middle of the year he's going to have everybody in America vaccinated if he has to send the troops in to do it. Now, this is a new world order. I'm not taking any vaccination. I saw on this morning's local news, the guy said 40% of American people said they will not take that vaccination. Now, that's media lie. I'd say it's more like 70%. All I can say is I hope when the party starts, they are not going to remove Donald Trump as president, and I'm going to be at the party. It's called Arrest Politicians. If we have to, folks, we're going to have to do it. I don't have a problem doing that, except one thing. I was Marine Corps trained, and they told me never to bring back prisoners, so somebody else is going to have to bring them back once. So I hope I have a few people tag along. With that said, Professor Paul, Jeff, let's get into what you want to get into today. Paul, where are we going?
Thank you. I need to start today in prayer. I need to start every day in prayer. And Heavenly Father, we ask for a hedge of protection over Stu, over Joffrey, over me, over our listeners. We also ask for your wisdom to know what is the truth, and that you give us the right words, give us the most accurate narrative and the best response to what we all need to do. And we know it all starts with accepting Jesus as our personal Savior, his death on the cross, his ascension to the throne. And we ask for your guidance and your blessings in the name of Jesus, by the blood of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
We almost are in never, never land, because William Casey at one point says to Reagan, when everything the American people believe in is false, we will know our mission is complete. I am positing that we're pretty close to that point. And we talked earlier offline that we were going to do headlines. And I just want to start off by cautioning everyone, when you read the headlines, they may not even reflect anything close to the truth. So just because it's a headline doesn't make it any more accurate than the story within. And we mentioned once again the boots. So supposedly Joey from Scranton now has a boot. And of course, now the rumor after Gina Haspel has been murdered or she's committed suicide, now she's supposedly wearing a boot. Well, I think I remember that Songbird, New World Order, arch criminal, piece of human excrement, Johnny McCain, he was supposedly wearing a boot. And then we were even told Hilarity was wearing a boot. And of course, now we're supposed to believe, well, justice was done to Songbird. In a military tribunal, he was killed. Well, we have no evidence, none, zero. So I'm telling you that from my perspective, and I welcome dissent, because I am a contentious person. I understand that I'm always willing to go against the grain, and it's part of my temperament. If you're born oppositional defiant, it's pretty easy for you to reject the authority. And just for instance, and I'll stop here and go back to my major point, but I had somebody tell me that 666 Fox had gone dark and that they could no longer listen to him. And I said, you're kidding, right? And they said, no, what do you mean? And I said, 666, they promoted Happy Bush 43. They just promoted lie after lie after lie, and now you've decided they've gone dark? Give me a break. All of the news media is doing the same thing. They're lying to us about everything, and that includes the headlines. And now I've ranted. Joffrey, what do you got?
We've got all kinds of headlines. We're seeing a pop-up about, the UK says, yep, we're going ahead with a preliminary vaccine, I believe sponsored by Pfizer. You have the Canadian Beaver reporting that Obama's been arrested for treason, espionage. You've got Haspel being either shot, wounded, or taken off to Gitmo with all the tracking of flights back and forth. Take your pick on a headline. We've got them all over the place. And I guess, like you said when you began the show with prayer, do not be deceived is one of the first things Christ says in Matthew 24. Many are going to come in my name, but don't be deceived. You're going to hear about wars and rumors of wars. Don't be troubled. You're going to, these things have to come to pass. You've got nation against nation. You've got kingdom against kingdom. kingdom against kingdom, I understand that to be people within a kingdom, people against people, race wars, famines, pestilence, you know, the plagues, earthquakes, these kind of things. That's just the beginning of the sorrow. So, boy, we got headlines mixed with biblical reality clashing together. And what a whammy that is. You know, we're seeing it, aren't we? I mean, are we not seeing reality, scriptural reality, take place today? You have to say we do. You've got tribulations of the sense that, you know, people will hate each other for, be hated, will be hated because it's Christ's name's sake, and we're not supposed to be surprised by that. You know, you've got people that will betray one another. What can you trust that you see as a headline? You know, Bill Barr, I thought about him this morning thinking, well, is he not Benedict Barnold? In my opinion, you know, the guy's a Benedict Barnold. Look what he's up. You know, I see no evidence of any kind of fraud. And yet you can't pull up a headline on certain places that don't say, hey, I was delivering votes from, I was driving them in a truck to be delivered, you know, from Virginia to Pittsburgh. I mean, it's everywhere you look, you see the deception being sown. So then.
And I might add the lawsuits that Sidney Powell have filed, I understand, are RICO suits along with the fraud. And she has sued individuals, including Whitmer, that governor up there, was Wisconsin or Michigan? Michigan.
Yeah.
So, you know, they called for two-thirds of the legislators in her state called for her impeachment because she's named in the suit. The way Charles Keating got put in jail, folks, was a suit like she has filed against these people. It wasn't the U.S. government and attorney general's office. It was a private lawsuit that forced him into a prison cell. The Rock Law Firm in San Diego did it because I met with the investigator, Don West, for 3 days here in Kansas City with all the evidence I had on Silverado all tied into Charles Keating. Go ahead.
Yeah. I mean, I guess where I was just winding up is that, you know, we see so much, and we've all talked about how much we see as part of maybe a bigger picture of, you know, confusion is part of the plan, and I suppose you both can speak to that. But that's certainly what it seems like to me is that, you know, if you want to keep the public off balance, you introduce a new subject matter. At the same time, you introduce three more. So where do you go with that? And how you can deny that we're not running into ballot fraud, voter fraud, I just don't get it, guys. I don't get it. Maybe that's part of the plan.
Well, for Barr to do what he did and make such a public statement, you know, I think if I were president, I would have fired his ass by now.
Yeah. Okay. Yes.
I mean, that's just all there is to it, not have him under investigation for not doing his job. He has obstructed justice with all the evidence him and Mueller has gained pertaining to Hildebeest and her fake dossier, including Johnny McCain, who handed it to Strzok the other one at the FBI, and promoted and pushed it after Jeb Bush formed it. Now, everybody's looking at this voter fraud with Dominion. Oh, you got a big boy here, but you got to look at the other side of it. E-Systems, Dallas, Texas, the Westar satellite system, a division of Raytheon that Daddy Bush controlled, that's division number 4, they call it, of the CIA, the shadow CIA within the government. Now, E-Systems is mind control, MK Ultras, all kinds of stuff. They got a special chair they sent them down in and turn them loose like they did the one that went down and shot all the cops up in New Orleans about 3-4 years ago. He was from Kansas City, and he was a buddy, and they got their arms around. I got a picture of the one that rode me, who was a Kenyan. Now, these are killers. Here's my point. Barr has done nothing at all but obstruct justice. With the satellite, they're able to change the voting machines, the electronic machines, which is all part of the system. Even if you got a paper ballot and put it in there, they can still, it counts the votes. It still can change it during the day. And that's what Bush has done to keep people in power all these years. And now we find out this Dominion software goes clear back to election fraud dating back to 2000, folks. probably even beyond it. The Diebold system is part of it. Go ahead. Oh, yeah.
Box 13. So stealing elections is absolutely par for the course. I think we have to be realistic. And Germany surrendered. The Nazis were victorious. We brought them over here. I want to talk about Donald Trump just briefly. I'm still on the fence on Mr. Trump. He's for vaccines. He's for dividing Israel. And he's a 5G guy. And he's not going to save America. That being said, at least he is the person with positional authority that we need to support. But we are the ones we've been waiting for. And I am not opposed to praying for the president and praying for our nation, but more than that, we ought to be praying for each other. Stu needs prayers. I need prayers. Joffrey needs prayers. We better get really battle worn here instead of battle ready, because this is all happening in the spiritual, and spiritual is going to manifest in the physical even more. And I know many of us have health issues, many of us have financial problems, many of us have a list of grievances that we would like to see something done about, but God has his plan and his way, and we're only going to be overcomers. We're only going to be able to occupy and resist with God on our side, because if God's not on our side, we have such confusion. And I want to address this psychology or psychiatry or I guess this spiritual confusion and demonic presence. Yes, the shadow government and the deep state exists, but beyond the shadow and the deep is another shadow and another deep. It's all smoke and mirrors. And what we're being given is this very sophisticated is a nice word, diabolical is the more accurate word, propaganda. And you're hit with just total outrageousness. In other words, we live in an asylum. It's freaking insanity. And Barr is just part of the PSYOP. And that's why I'm a little bit concerned about Boots and about any headline I read, because those headlines are designed to affect us emotionally and then intellectually and then to screw us up. And yes, we have every right to be outraged, but at the same time, we got to go to God and say, hey, God, what do you want us to know? What do you want us to do? And, you know, and just a little bit, and maybe anyone else who's listening, I haven't read the Gospel of John in a week. I think I better read it again. Mark today, that was my scheduled scripture, but I better add John, and kind of reminds me of Martin Luther. I've got a really busy day tomorrow. Therefore, I shall begin with 3 hours of prayer. And I am needing everyone to come in agreement with me that we have a cluster, and the cluster is we are up against a force of demonic fallen presence, and they are running our government, and Bill Barr is just another traitor, and that's too kind a word. And the reason that none of this is ending up in the courts that can matter, or the courts that supposedly can affect a outcome in the president's favor, is Washington, D.C. is the most occulted place in the world, probably. And that there are all sorts of occulted places, dark places. But, man, that place,
like, district of criminals.
Oh, that's too kind. That is too kind. These people are beyond evil. All right, so I granted, but we got to make some sense here, because we're being either misinformed, disinformed. But then when it comes to things like vaccines and all these other things, we are told we're the crazy ones. No, when you came home and the furniture was moved, no, the furniture wasn't moved. We are being gaslighted. And you see, it tells me that Satan has got his minions everywhere. They are working full-time. Evil never rests. And we got to be strong. We've got to be really strong and got to unify together. And, you know, I'm sick of the lone wolf narrative. especially when it comes to killing or assassinations and so forth. But, boy, we better reach out and be in agreement with each other and have each other, because that's the only way that we're gonna survive the days ahead and the weeks ahead, because I think a lot's going to happen in December by design. And I just want to say this about Trump. Trump may be God's person, but he was another guy that brought chaos. And whether intentionally or deliberately or as part of God's plan, he's brought chaos. And what we're doing is we're putting our hopes in Donald Trump too often, when I think we better put our hopes in God and each other.
I'm in agreement with you on that one, Paul. I'll tell you a quick story. I'm on a mountain in Colorado with a super spook. And I was trying to find out where they do these human sacrifices at, Bush, Millman, now it's Mizell, the 12 disciples, Satan cheer, because they do it in the ley lines. They're called energy grid, folks. And it happens to be that at the old Navari, downtown Denver, which is an old whorehouse casino built in the 1800s, late 1800s. That's across from the Brown Palace Hotel. Now, there's tunnels going over there. There's a skywalk going over there, and it's supposed to be a museum. Ann Schultz now runs his own business out of, one of Millman's stooges. Millman owned it. Here's the deal. They did human sacrifices every June the 21st. That starts at about 12 o'clock till 3 a.m., drinking the blood of an infant. And they kidnapped him from the four states. Now, I put up a video in the link about them doing this, where they caught a guy down in Oklahoma trying to kidnap a kid, 20-month-old or something, out of a Walmart, going to take it to the sacrifice before they shot and killed him. It's in the video. Here's the point. They do this, and they do it on the winter solstice, which changes its shortest day from around the 19th, 20th through about the 22nd. There's a satanic period during this period of time also in December, which starts in that 20-something, and it ends on January the 6th. On January the 6th. So in that time frame, I'll just add this. I'm in agreement with Paul. There's going to be some serious, serious stuff go on between now and that period of time, because that's their satanic holiday. And they're going to bring chaos wherever they can. We might see another 911 false flag. Who knows? But the power of God stops this. I know that. And we need to be praying. Now, something Christians have got to understand, because this is my understanding, and it doesn't mean I'm right about it. I don't believe Jesus Christ was born on December the 25th. I believe he was born during the Feast of Tabernacles in September. October. I believe that's the true period of time that he was born. That's based on studies I've done over the years. Now, and I forgot where it's at in the Bible about the fir trees.
The fig tree, the parable of the fig tree, is that the first lesson you're supposed to learn to know that the end of days is upon us. If that's what you're referring to, that parable.
No, the fir trees, we're not. It's an abomination to God. Decorate them with ornaments and all the other stuff. That's worshiping paganism. And a preacher out of Oregon was the one that woke me up to it. He did a masterpiece on it. I mean, wrote a page and a half on it. Ran all the scripture. I read that. I went through the Bible and I went, oh my God. That's a form of paganism, bringing a Christmas tree into your house. You know, I don't have a Christmas tree. I don't want a Christmas tree. And since knowing that, I haven't had one since. I'll try to get it up on my site.
I used to, just because I was so intent on being fearless that I just said every day of my life is a celebration. And
it's a celebration to God. And the point I was trying to make is that Christians, just like Easter, we've been invaded with all this stuff, which is paganism and Satanism, in our own religion. You need to take your brain and just open it up, like Paul says, and start talking to God. Now, he gives us in Ephesians, he says that we have angels of protection. All we have to do is ask for them. I believe we can ask for the war angels, and I ask for war angels to go after the enemy. I make it part of my prayer. I see things these people are being hit with because of few out here praying. I've seen a few prayers. I mean, I prayed with some friends that are on the Gulf Coast. The hurricane moved. It was direct impact on them. I've seen things in my lifetime that are unreal because of the power of God if you have the true belief in Jesus Christ. I don't think Jesus was the Son of God. I think he was God in human form, period. That's my belief. But Paul, if we don't start praying, and all of us, we don't have to be in total agreement. Just pray against the enemy and ask God to destroy them. Bring them to salvation. If they're unsalvageable, Lord, get them off my planet. But war against the enemy. It's not going to be easy. Oh, God, the enemy comes and attacks. Here's an example of the guy in Colorado. I'll start and explain. He says, he's told me about, and I asked it, where exactly is it? He says, well, I can't tell you. I said, well, why not? It was the old Navari. Finally got it out of him and out of a couple others. But he said, I can't tell you. I said, why not? He says, because they hear us. I said, they can't hear us. We're up there in the middle of nowhere. There's no communication. He goes, no, you don't understand. He says, they're all around us. I looked at him and I said, all around us? You talking about demons? He goes, yeah, they run back in tattletale. I said, oh, my God. He was afraid to tell me where they were doing it. Now, I talked to him about that. All these demons around us. Is that what Pisces is all the time? You're going to get hit if you start praying. If you don't start praying, you're going to probably hell because you weren't one of God's warriors. Pick it up, Paul.
Well, just a quick anecdote to support what you're saying. Thanks to Stu Webb, well, and others. Stu, I cite you, and I should also cite others. Russ Dizdar would be another person. Ezekiel 8 would be another example. But the Brown Hotel and the Old Navarra are right there off the 16th Street Mall in downtown Denver, and I would ride my bike by there, and occasionally I would pray against. It's just the most curious looking place. That block or that intersection, it kind of goes across the street. The Old Navarre is across from the Brown Hotel, and then there's the Masonic Lodge right there on the other side of the Capitol. Of course, there's probably underground tunnels from Masonic Lodge to the Denver Capitol. But what happened to me anyway, and I don't think this is unique, I prayed against the forces, the entities, and there was a lot of blowback. And fortunately, you know what, I had the edge of protection. I either had somebody praying for me or I had protected myself, and I always try and protect myself when I go into that spiritual warfare. But we also have to be real careful about our prayers, because I think God will lead us to what to pray for. Henry Gruber and some other people, they learned that you better have God on your side and know what you need to pray for, and that's why you need to have the relationship. But anyway, I digress. Joffrey, I want to have you add some thoughts, and then I'm going to wind things down with the Book of Judges, okay, as we're running short on time here for everybody.
Yep. Yeah, so, you know, getting back to the why, I guess I like to ask a lot of times why. Why are we in the condition we're in? Why is the world in the condition it's in? You know, you can go to Isaiah 24, and it kind of starts to sum that up, and I'll start with this real quick. But verse 5, the earth is defiled by its people. They have disobeyed the laws. They've violated the statutes and broken the everlasting covenant. Therefore, a curse consumes the earth. Its people must bear their guilt. Therefore, the inhabitants of the earth have burned up. So you read that, you say, okay, now we have rebelled against God. And the Israelites were notorious for, you know, rebelling against God, 40 years to wander around in the wilderness. you go back up to verse 2 and start there, and it says, and it will be the same for the priest as for the people. For the master as his servant, for the mistress as for her servant, for the seller as for the buyer, for the borrower as for the lender, for the debtor as for the creditor. The earth will be completely laid waste and totally plundered. The Lord has spoken this word. So it isn't going to matter who you are, whether you think you're of the cloth or not of the cloth, whether you're a master, a slave, a servant, somebody who's a buyer, somebody who's a seller, somebody who borrows money and is broke, and somebody who's lending money. There's not going to be any favoritism because the world still will be under the same punishment for its rebellion against God. And so as both of you gentlemen have mentioned, until we return to God and return to worshiping God and giving honor to God, we are walking around in the same mire. We don't get out of the rut. The solution is, as you mentioned, to prayerfully say, God, consider our plight and our condition. Repent. We repent of our condition. We want to return to you, and you will set our paths straight. So anyway, Isaiah 24 is filled with a lot of great information, just even in that 1:24 through, 23, I believe. But a lot to unpack just in that, and gives us an indication of where we're at and why.
Jim,
yeah.
Go ahead. Think of what would happen if, because we got sin upon this nation from our own actions, such as abortion, violence of the legal, it's murder. Think of this. All the listeners that have had an abortion, if they ask God for forgiveness of what they did, would that help heal our land? There's a possibility.
There's a possibility.
That's Second Chronicles. Right now, I think it's 7:11-15. But sometimes I know more about what I think it says than maybe where it can be found. I'm sorry, I interrupted.
Go ahead, Jeff.
Oh no, I was just basically saying that, you know, because of this, you know, the earth is going to shake. It's going to splinter. It's going to reel like a drunkard. The sway like a hut in the wind. All of that is because of the guilt and the rebellion. And so, but God is the solution. I mean, he doesn't present a problem and yet not offer a solution. The problem is, will we accept the solution? Are we too proud to accept the solution? Do we think we can do this on our own? We're up against it. You know, we're up against it politically, economically. You just take a look around. You can't deny we're not up against it. Question is, what do we do about it, Ben?
And there's no justice in this land. The only justice we have is God Almighty. Go ahead, Paul.
Well, I want to take us to the book of Judges. The takeaway from the book of Judges is, and everyone did what was right in their own eyes.
Yeah.
And now I want to back this up to Samson, because a friend of mine, he said, check out Samson again. Just what do you think? It is just wild, and it tells you the importance of God's messengers. And I got that from him, but I also, of course, continued through Samson into Micah, and then into the end of the verses 19 through 21. And I want to use this as an example about how we got to where we got. And essentially what happens is there's a guy, and he goes back and gets his wife, who went to go live with her father. And on the fifth day, he leaves, and he ends up at a house where somebody thinks they're doing the right thing. And then all of a sudden, the men in the neighborhood come by, and they demand their perversity be satisfied. And so what do? They give the wife, the guy's wife. And, of course, they rape her and kill her. And this then sets off a chain reaction where ultimately all the tribes, Dan was still part, before the tribe of Dan was excommunicated for its dastardliness, they all go to war against the tribe of Benjamin. And it takes them like 3 days. But this whole idea of justice is God is not impressed with man's knowledge of good and evil. And God's not impressed with much of anything. And what God really cares about is our hearts and our obedience and our loyalty and our willingness to serve him. And so what we have today is it goes way back, way, way back. And I know there's a lot of powerful believers, and there are also people in the audience that you know what, they don't believe. And actually, I get it all, because I am so human and fragile and perverse that I get how tenuous this all is. But what's not tenuous is we are in the battle for our lives. And now is the time to live prayerfully, courageously, and spiritually, as in spiritually filled with the Holy Spirit, and it indwells in all of us that will accept it. But we got to repent, we got to ask for forgiveness, and we have to serve the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. And I give it to you guys for the final thoughts, because we got to close this one out.
I'll give it to Jeff.
The great thoughts, guys. I'm everything you guys have talked about, going right on. That's my comment. Right on.
You're both right on. With that said, you want to close it with prayer, Jeff?
Sure. Because Paul, you're ready to either way. Doesn't matter.
Jeff, I will let you this time. Okay. I began with prayer, and I'll be in prayer afterwards.
Sounds good. Okay, we'll do. Heavenly Father, we come before you humbly and without pride, because pride was the downfall of Satan, who looked at himself covering the heavens and thought he was greater than God. Never let us feel that we are greater or any better than anybody else. We have no room to judge anyone next to us. We can look across, and I see myself as defiled as the next. Because of your shed blood, we can be covered with mercy and grace beyond what we can ask for. So we ask for this mercy and grace to be spread abroad, not only on ourselves, but all those who listen as well, that they might repent and turn to you. So we all need to. There is no hope apart from you, and we know this. The futility of man has tried this through the century, then where has he got? And we are going to see the earth shaken. We're going to see it rattle. We're going to see it blown like a hut in the wind, unless we can stop and repent and turn around, and that might buy us some time. But, Lord, as we know, everything is in your hands. We can't control anything, but we can ask and petition you, and we can lay our requests before you. And the God who sees all and hears all can answer his people. But as Stu mentioned, even those who've had abortions and have repented and feel sorry and remorseful about what's happened, plead for you for forgiveness, Lord. And that can be forgiven. All things can be forgiven, because with God, all things are possible. And with you, all things are possible. And we leave it at that, Lord. We stretch out our arms to you, and we ask that you would cover us all with your protection. But, Lord, let us ask, too, in our hearts, what is it you want us to do? What is the will of our Heavenly Father for his people? And repentance and turning to you as a starting point. So we ask that today. We ask it of you in your mercy, that you would hear our prayers and our petitions and requests. And in this we ask in Jesus' name, amen.
And I ask, Father, that you drain the swamp of Washington, D.C., and let it be your will. Let it be your will, Father. Amen.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you, Paul. Thank you, Jeff. Folks, have a good day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.